Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, especially the work part that can sometimes feel like a tangled ball of yarn. Today, we're tackling something super important, something that can make or break your sanity and productivity. Setting boundaries at work. Ever feel like you're constantly on call, emails piling up even after hours, projects bleeding into weekends? You know that feeling when your personal life takes a backseat to the demands of work? Yeah, me too. And trust me, it's not sustainable. Setting clear boundaries is like having invisible shields around your time and energy, protecting you from burnout, resentment, and ultimately, helping you thrive both personally and professionally. Think of it this way. A fence doesn't keep things out. It defines what's in and what's out. At work, those fences are your boundaries. They let people know when you're available, how you want to be communicated with, and what projects you can realistically take on. Now, I'm not saying becoming a hermit with "do not disturb" mode permanently on. It's about finding that sweet spot where you're engaged and productive during work hours while also safeguarding your personal time for recharge and rejuvenation. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you build those essential boundaries. 1. Know your limits. This is step 1, folks. Seriously, what are you good at? Where do you shine? What drains you completely? Figure that out, and use it as a guide for accepting new tasks or projects. Don't be afraid to say no to things that stretch you too thin or don't align with your strengths or priorities. Remember, saying no to something you don't want to do is actually saying yes to what truly matters to you. 2. Communication is key. This one's a no-brainer, right? But it's easy to gloss over. Clearly communicate your boundaries to your colleagues, boss, and clients. Let them know when you're available for calls or emails, and set expectations around response times. Remember, the clearer you are upfront, the less likely things are to get messy later on. 3. Respect your time. Treat your work hours like sacred time. Block out dedicated periods for specific tasks, schedule breaks, and avoid constantly checking emails outside of those designated times. This helps maintain focus, prevents distractions, and allows you to truly be present in both your work and personal life. You deserve that. 4. Embrace the power of out of office. This is a lifesaver, folks. Don't feel obligated to respond to every email instantly. Set up an automatic out of office message when you're away from your desk, indicating when you'll be back and available to respond. This lets people know you're not ignoring them but need some dedicated time for yourself or other commitments. 5. Take care of yourself. Listen, boundaries aren't just about what you say to others. They're also about what you do for yourself. Make time for activities that recharge you, exercise, spend time with loved ones, read a good book, whatever gets your batteries back. When you're taking care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle work challenges and set those healthy boundaries. Here's a real-world example. Let's say you're working on a big project with a tight deadline. Your boss emails you late at night asking for an update. Now, while it's natural to want to be helpful, constantly responding to messages outside of work hours can lead to burnout and resentment. Instead, reply the next morning saying something like, "I'm currently catching up on some emails and will have a full update for you by time tomorrow morning." This clearly communicates your availability while still showing initiative and dedication to the project. See how that works? It's all about finding that balance. So, remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about respecting your time, energy, and well-being. By implementing these key takeaways, you can create a healthier, more sustainable work-life balance that leads to increased productivity, reduced stress, and ultimately, greater happiness. Now go out there, set those boundaries, and reclaim your time. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boundary boosting. They'll thank you for it. Until next time, keep hustling with intention and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.